Fairbanks' first marijuana business has been open for just over a month. The Higher Calling is one of several so-called clubs in the state that have arisen since voters' passage of a marijuana legalization initiative in 2014. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, clubs like Fairbanks' The Higher Calling do not sell marijuana.
The Higher Calling, or THC, co-owner Megan Moores describes her downtown area business as a private club for cannabis enthusiasts.
Membership allows you use of the building to bring your own cannabis products to use or smoke.
Moores says the club, which offers coffee, snacks, and a game room, signed up 130 paying members in its first month of operation. Moores' husband and business partner, Marcus Moores, says the club does not allow synthetic marijuana or alcohol on premises and is being very careful about how the operation is run.
We recognize that we are the flagship cannabis business for all of the North Star borough. So while we're doing a lot to try to make our members happy and to help the community realize that it's okay for them to, it's legal now, it's okay to come out and consume and even say that you smoke marijuana or consume marijuana, we also want to make sure that we're really respectful to the community and the neighborhood.
Moore says that includes measures taken in light of the club's proximity to a daycare facility.
We've kept our signage to a minimum. We tailored our hours to sort of be alternate to the daycare there. We are, out of respect for the community, trying to, look around and see what other options we have to possibly move the club to a different location.
Marijuana clubs are not currently covered by local or state regulations, which are focused on commercial marijuana cultivation, processing, testing, and retail sale. Megan Moores says they are ready to comply if things change.
There's debate on whether there'll be licensing for private clubs. If so, then we'll be applying for a license for that.
Alaska Marijuana Control Board Executive Director Cindy Franklin says the panel recognizes the need for public places to consume marijuana, but considers clubs operating in their current unlicensed, unregulated form illegal, adding that the state board has yet to address the issue. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.